Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Good morning, Patriots. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. In here alongside Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Susan Thomas, and Ethan Bright. And Susan will have the latest on your what could be challenging drive to work this morning is what we thought we'd be saying this morning. But instead, it sounds like the meteorologists, maybe they over-expected what was going to happen yesterday. Would that be a good way of looking? I'm trying to be gentle here.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I mean, you don't want a meteorologist to underestimate what's happening, and you think it's going to be nothing, and then it's awful.
True.
But you also obviously you want them to be accurate, but also you don't want them to think, oh, this is going to be crazy snowmageddon. Not that they said that. I think the concern I heard the most was freezing rain and sleet.
It's a guessing game,
yeah.
And I thought Dave Murray. By the time we had him on at 8:45 yesterday, said pretty clearly, tell me if I'm misremembering this, I'm reducing any expectation of serious snow to maybe 1 to 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say we got 1 inch probably in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And then mush on the road. And he said initially it's all going to melt pretty quickly and the danger would be it freezing later. I thought Dave was probably as close to getting it right as anybody, and by middle of the afternoon, I had to go get my son and take him somewhere. He was the roads were fine; they're a little wet, right? Never really saw the freezing rain, saw a little bit of snow falling, and the kids got a free day of school. They got a free day off school yesterday. That was an overreaction. All the road signs said winter weather. Don't drive or stay home or stay off the roads. Did you see those?
Yeah. I mean, the problem is you have those drivers who never, ever slow down. And even though you have ice, they don't care. So you could hit that black ice. My sister years ago she was driving back to college and she hit black ice and had a head-on crash. And you don't know, totaled her car. I mean, it was scary. And you just don't know when something like that could happen, you know, because you don't see it until it's too late and then you're spinning.
I did a 360 in a Mustang GT one time.
Because you were
highway.
In a parking lot doing, I was
no,
like,
no,
say,
no,
you were doing
I was,
donuts.
I was driving up I-75 near Dayton, Ohio, and I hit a bridge that had black ice on it, an overpass, and my car did a complete 360. I thought I was going to die. I was doing 70
no
miles
one was,
an hour.
Was anyone
there was
else
nobody
on the,
around
wow.
me. It was just pure luck.
It's a blessing.
And because of all those donuts I had done in parking lots at high school, I kind of knew how to steer out of it.
So, kids, go practice your donuts.
So instead of overreacting, I steered with it at first, and then it flipped me all the way around. And then by the time I got off the overpass, my wheels were pointing forward, and I just kept right on going straight. It was surreal. It was like, you know, Jesus, take the wheel, but you don't want to take your hands off the wheel.
That is a weird thing where they say you don't don't fight against it with the wheel.
Steer into
it. But you don't full blown turn your wheel. It's just ever so slightly, right?
You just got to practice it. That's what people don't do. Once you've practiced it, it makes it, you have a little better chance of steering out of it. I'll just put it that way. I don't know that it's going to be a problem this morning. I didn't see anything on my way in.
My drive was fine.
So hopefully you're not going to have any problems either. All right, coming up a little later, personal debt numbers are off the charts. I don't know if you realize this or not, and how much people are paying in interest rates on short-term credit. It's incredible. We're going to talk to Vance Barge about that coming up at the bottom of the hour, and maybe some ideas on if you know somebody that's going through that, like what are the options? Prices went up 15-20% during the Biden years. People still had the same expenses, if not greater expenses, and they put it on credit cards. And now people have an incredible amount of personal debt, which unfortunately, like the federal government, you can't just ignore. So we're going to talk to him this morning at about 6:20. We'll get to In Other News this morning at 6:45. Jim Talent coming up a little bit later in the show. And, of course, Shannon Bream, anxious to talk to her about this judge's ruling on Trump's culling of the federal workforce. Is that the good way of putting it? That's what they said about all those chickens who died, wasn't it? They culled them. Not that Trump's killing anyone. Now that'll be the headline tomorrow. Local radio host says Trump is going to kill federal employees.
I feel like we need to have a Sarah McLachlan moment for all these millions of chickens that have been killed.
Well, you know, we're going to talk to an expert about that a little later, too. I've invited Richard Stern on the show this morning in the 7 o'clock hour about the egg shortage. Because, you know, you can go to the store and get chicken breasts. There's no shortage of those. But you can't get eggs. Or you can get eggs, but you're just going to pay more for them. We're going to talk to him about when all this madness comes to an end, and we start getting a little bit back to normal on that. So all that's coming up in just a minute. Carl Middleman, let's get
the Mark Cox shortlist.
I don't want to cross my fingers. I think Democrats should join the club and then have more credibility to actually raise the alarm about constitutional issues. Right now, it's the boy who cried wolf.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know who that is? That's Dean Phillips. Remember him? He's the guy that tried to challenge Joe Biden, and they all hated him for it. And then, of course, Biden drops out of the race. Anyway, that guy got far more votes than Kamala Harris ever did, and he's on the outside looking in. He thinks Dems are making a big mistake right now.
Do you view Ukraine as an equal member of this peace process?
It's an interesting question. I think they have to make peace.
Yeah, Donald Trump there yesterday announcing he's been talking to Putin. He's going to meet with him at some point. He did have a phone call with Zelensky. And for some reason, there's some concern that he's not going to include Zelensky in the peace talks. Like, how would that be a thing?
Do you think calling Elon Musk a dick is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Well, he is a dick.
Kate Baldwin, look what we've driven the media to, right? Yesterday we had Dana Bash commenting on Elon Musk's new Twitter handle, and today we've got Kate Baldwin talking about male genitalia. They're losing their minds.
This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Pam Bondi. You know whose name was floated? Our attorney general here in the state of Missouri was floated as a possible candidate. And I think if Bailey had been a name to that position, you'd be hearing very similar comments from him as well. I love the fact that Pam Bondi has rolled into office. She's been in office less than a week, and she already held a news conference announcing the fact that she's going to file charges against the governor of New York and the attorney general up there. If you missed this yesterday, I mean, it's pretty incredible. Go ahead and play that one, Carl. Play cut number 7, please.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry we were a little bit late. I was in the West Wing swearing in Tulsi Gabbard, and so I just came straight back here. So thanks for being patient with us with the delay. We're here today because we have filed charges against the state of New York. We have filed charges against Kathy Hochul. We have filed charges against Letitia James and Mark Schroeder, who is with DMV. This is a new DOJ, and we are taking steps to protect Americans, American citizens, and angel moms, like the mom standing right behind me, who you're going to hear from in a moment. New York has chosen to prioritize illegal aliens over American citizens. It stops today.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, who are the angel moms?
So the angel moms are the mothers of U.S. citizens, of children who've died as a result of the decisions made by these lefties to either let criminal illegal aliens out of jail or let criminal illegal aliens out of jail and then give them driver's license. That's why she included the DMV guy. And she had an angel mom step up there and talk about how she can never get her child back, and she wants to make sure this doesn't happen to anybody else. Go to cut eight, Carl, please.
No other parents should suffer by having their child murdered by somebody that shouldn't be here. And I'm going to continue, you know, sharing it, and for Kayla, you know, and also for others. Thank you.
Wow. That poor woman. I call her a poor woman because I couldn't imagine, first of all, having suffered through the loss of a child and then having to stand up in front of 30 TV cameras and talk about it like that. But she's angry, and she should be angry. In any of these states that are handing out driver's license to illegal aliens, even if they don't think they're illegal, you know they're here illegally. Because the Biden administration's a little sleight of hand on the fact that, well, they applied for amnesty. They're just waiting for an answer. No, they're here illegally, and they should have been denied amnesty at the border, because you know it's a joke, like through your little app. Good for Pam Bondi. That is fantastic news for all Americans. There's no doubt about that. Hey, if you missed it yesterday, Eric Burleson, Our guest often on Friday mornings, he's going to join us again tomorrow. He was on fire at that meeting they held yesterday at the Transparency Subcommittee. We're going to get some of that coming up.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward. Giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start. Because where you start matters.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay tuned. Well, some of us monkey around with credit card debt for sure. Get this. At the start of this year, it's estimated Americans' total credit card debt was approaching $1.7 trillion. Now, that's pennies if you're a government bureaucrat, but to everybody else, that's a lot of money because we don't have one of those printing presses in our house. At least most of us don't. It's a big problem, and we've got Vance Barsh with us this morning. He's a financial strategist, and he works in the financial services industry, of course, to talk more about this. Vance, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mark. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in that industry for about 4 years, and I know this to be true. I mean, and a lot of people don't talk about it, but the best secret that a lot of people have is that they've got $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on credit cards. Maybe they move the balances around to somebody offering them 0% interest for a while, but if they're ignoring it, they're paying what, 28% interest on this stuff?
Yes, they often can, and congratulations, it only took you 4 years to get out of the industry. I'm 20, and clearly you make better decisions than me, Mark. But when we look at the current interest rate environment, it is not unusual for credit cards to have a 24 to 28% APR, and that is taking good money and lighting it on fire, my friend.
Yeah, it is, and I don't, you know, I understand the price pressures people have faced the last couple of years, the last few years, everything, the price of everything's gone up, but you still have to live. And a lot of people have done that by putting it on these credit cards. What's your advice to people when you come across a client that's got $30,000 in credit card debt?
Cut that bad debt like a bad habit. It's so expensive to pay, we'll call it around 25% interest on these credit card balances, and it literally makes no sense. And to your point, it's really frustrating because so many Americans, when COVID hit, their industry shut down. They had no option but to spend down their savings. Millions of people had to tap their liquidity on hand, and their only option, Mark, was to turn to their credit cards. And they were riddled with bad debt, and they're still trying to climb out of that hole. And worse, add insult to injury, the growth that we have seen economically has really been in this K-shaped type of recovery where the top half of wage earners have continued to do well, leaving the bottom half to struggle. So the only option for so many people has been turn to that debt. But restructuring that debt, consolidating credit cards on a lower interest rate credit card, and a number of other options exist, but the key takeaway is get out of that bad debt as soon as possible.
Vance, you go to any store now and they're trying to ask you if you want to open up a credit card and save whatever the, you know, 15% or whatever on your purchase for that day. And, you know, thankfully my husband's in finance, so I know to say absolutely not. But for people who might have 10, 15 or so credit cards because they just keep opening them, what do you tell them? Because I thought, I also heard that it's not good for your credit score if you're just constantly closing all of these credit cards.
Well, Cam, that is absolutely correct, and I love a jaunty tune. I tell them, no to the no, no, no. do not proceed, do not pass go, do not collect, or in this case, pay $200, because future you will regret current you for making that decision.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we're talking to Vance Barse here, who's worked in the industry here for a long time for financial services. And so what is a good option? Is it take, if you owe 20 grand to you, do you take 20 grand out of your 401k and just pay it off? Because I mean that's saving you 28 or 30% interest that you're having to pay a year. It may take you forever to pay it off, right?
That is a brilliant looking question. The problem with that is that if the individual is under 59 and a half, they will be paying the tax on taking that money out prior to age 59 and a half, number one. Number two, when you take a distribution from a qualified retirement plan, and here comes the first acronym, QRP, that distribution is taxable at earned income tax rates, which for certain folks can be a very tax inefficient way of tapping liquidity. And thirdly, once you take that money out, unless it's vis-a-vis a loan, you can't simply put it back. You have to refund that 401k by way of earned wages. So having a rainy day fund that can help you strategically and methodically over time pay down the credit card, consolidating those credit cards to lower interest credit cards. And sometimes you have to turn to the bank of mom and dad. I have two kids, and I know that story all too well. Although my kids are 7 and 5. And they're like, can we get a toy today at Kroger? And I'm like, well, no. It's within our budget because it's never too early to start budgeting.
I love that. Vance, thanks for your time this morning, my friend. Where can people find you?
You can Google Vance Barse or go to YouTube and type in Vance Barse. I do significant amounts of media coverage.
Excellent.
And lectures. And thank you so much, Mark and Kevin.
You bet. Appreciate it, buddy. All right, we're back here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Tom Ackerman is in the house this morning. Great to have him in here. And boy, the Mizzou Tigers, they keep on rolling. Slight setback the other night, but you know, when you lose to a top five team by a point, that's still not going to hurt you too bad in the standings.
No, it's not. They lost to two top 10 teams last week at Tennessee and then at home against Texas A&M. A&M's really good. They're like that one team that nobody talks about that could be very dangerous in March.
Right.
And Missouri lost both of those and then came out last night and they slaughtered Oklahoma. They beat them 82-58. Oklahoma started off really hot, but they've had a couple of these games where they just laid an egg. And last night, that was the exactly what happened. Missouri just rolled them. Mark Mitchell looked great. The whole lineup, Caleb Grill, Tony Perkins. Missouri has a really, really good basketball team, and I think a team in the SEC that you're going to have to deal with. But the SEC, really, from top to bottom, as we've talked about, is phenomenal. They have four of the top five teams in the country. Number two, Alabama. Number one, Auburn. Number three, Florida. Number five, Tennessee, who got beat by Kentucky.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah. Kim never reports that score.
That's okay. She leaves that out.
Down I will never report that.
On the same night, out of nowhere, Indiana, having lost, what, five in a row and struggling this year, still kind of on the outskirts of the NCAA tournament, they go up to Michigan State. And Tom Izzo, the head coach of Michigan State, one win away from breaking Bob Knight's all-time record of Big Ten wins. And Indiana comes in there and says, not today, buddy.
Thank you. And not today, Satan.
They they went up there and they beat them 71-67. It was a win of the year so
far.
No
kidding.
It put us right back into the NCAA tournament discussion, which was awesome. So I just love college hoops. I love how it's unpredictable. I love the who would have thought that Mike Woodson, who announced that he's stepping down at the end of the year, Indiana's already looking for a new coach. He goes into Tom Izzo's house and beats him. I love that. And I want to believe that Bob Knight up there had something to do with that.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Not today, buddy. You're not breaking my record against my team.
It's like Coach K losing in his last home game to North Carolina.
Absolutely.
Right? They went into his home court and beat him That's saying something.
Yeah,
that's
love a that statement. Stuff. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the SEC is wide open, and anybody could win that tournament. And then once you get into the NCAA tournament, you're going to have to deal with SEC teams. But
oh my gosh,
it's going to be a good tournament. I think there are some probably sneaky teams in there that'll make a run. I just love March Madness so much. I just think it's an amazing run. I love college basketball to begin with. I think that I wish more people paid more attention to the regular season because these venues are incredible. I mean, you know, you're talking about some of the best of the best atmospheres in all of sports, and it's hard to win in those places, and when they do, it's so special. So I think it's great.
There are going to be teams with 20 to 25 wins who are 6 and 7 seeds, maybe 10 mm-hmm. seeds in this tournament. It's going to be incredible.
I think, like, there's a team that came in here this week. George Mason, who barely clipped SLU, SLU took him to overtime, and George Mason snuck out of here with the victory. That's a really good team. I mean, they're 20-5. They're one of the best defensive teams in the country. That's an example of a team that maybe people don't know about. George Mason, or also out of the A-10, you could have VCU, or SLU could win the A-10 tournament. They're good enough to do it.
Yeah.
Dayton, another team that's really, really tough. One of those teams will get into the NCAA tournament as the A-10 champion in their tournament, and they're going to make a run because people don't plan for them and don't see them every day, and they are problematic. I mean, like, George Mason has Katie Johnson on their team. Katie Johnson was a star at Auburn, but he transferred to George Mason, and he still looks like the Katie Johnson at Auburn. I mean, he's exploding to the basket. He's making clutch plays at the end of the game. College basketball is fascinating because people start to discover these teams and these unsung heroes, you know, out of nowhere. It's pretty cool.
I love it. What are we? So I know I want to talk Cardinals for a minute because I've seen some reports out of the camps already.
We did have a big story break overnight. Yes.
Oh, you did.
Well, Alex Bregman signing with the Red Sox. So there's a domino effect there. So Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million with the Red Sox, takes Boston out of the Nolan Arenado running in terms of a trade. So now where does he go? Most likely the Cardinals don't trade him. I mean, they don't have a partner. Arenado, he's going to show up to camp on Sunday, and it'll be a little awkward because the Cardinals have said publicly that they were trying to trade him, and then they couldn't find anyone to trade.
He wanted to be traded, right? Like, he didn't even want to resign.
Was going to be traded, he wanted to go to
he's under contract, so he said he would go along with the trade. And so they tried to trade him to Houston, and he rejected it.
Yeah.
Because he has that power in his contract. So then, you know, that he wants, obviously, to go to a team that he can win and win the World Series. But the number of teams that needed him were dwindling by the day, and as Alex Bregman's contract negotiations dragged out forever, that had to happen first. Well, it's happened right before camp starts. So now, where's he going to go? I mean, there aren't a lot of teams out there. There's, you know, some talk that maybe the Cardinals could talk to the Yankees one more time to see if he could go there. But it looks to me like he's going to show up to camp as a Cardinal and play as a Cardinal this year, at least for now, unless they find a trading partner. And then by the trade deadline, that could change. Because at the trade deadline, an injury happens here, an injury happens there. Teams start to look for a third baseman. Well, Nolan Arenado is available. The only thing would be if the Cardinals are in contention somehow at that point, they might not want to trade him. They might be like, well, wait a minute, now we're in the race, so we're not going to deal him. So it's a very interesting situation they put themselves in. My hope is, of course, and I think this is the case, Nolan's a pro. He wants to be great no matter where he is. He likes the Cardinals, so he's going to show up, be a professional about it, say, hey, look, no hard feelings. I'm here. Let's go play.
Yeah, I don't know that Major League Baseball players really hold that stuff against the teams anymore. But while I've got you here for another minute or two, any thoughts on the Jim Edmonds situation? I mean, broadcasters come and go, but as he went out the door...
Yeah, I guess I haven't talked to you about that.
We really haven't. He had some negative things to say about how he had been treated by the Cardinals, he felt.
Yeah, to me, it was just Jimmy being Jimmy. I mean, he always just lets it fly, and he doesn't really, you know... It's just the way that he is. He wears his heart on his sleeve, and he says things maybe that, you know, don't get taken very well. What he said, I'm not going to say isn't true because it's how he feels, you know. But, I mean, Ozzie Smith showed up to spring training yesterday. I mean, he was out there on the fields in Jupiter doing just fine. I mean, he's out there working with Mason Wynn and wearing a uniform and all that stuff. He's going to be down there. So, you know, I think this is a little bit more about Jim not really feeling it anymore as a broadcaster and wanting to do that anymore. He aired it out in an interview, and I think everybody moves on. I mean, the family members, as we all know, sometimes a family member feels disgruntled or unloved or whatever, you know, and you end up coming back together. Edmonds is family. I would guess that he'll be at opening day wearing the red jacket, and it'll all blow over because
good.
It's Jimmy being Jimmy. I love Jimmy. I loved working with him on the TV side.
Right.
He treated me incredibly well. And he was loved up in that booth.
Sure.
I mean, everyone loved him. Jimmy walked in the door. Yeah. You know, so it just is what it is. It's okay.
Sad. Do you need to run?
I do have to go do a sports cast.
I thought you had to leave here. I was trying to watch the clock.
I'd love to hang more, but yeah, I got to go back to the other station.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Tom Ackerman there this morning. Yeah, I hated to see that. I met Edmonds a time or two over the years, for sure. But, you know, his comments were that he didn't feel welcome, I think is what he said.
Yeah, I saw that there was some negative feedback with what
bad,
he said.
Some bad feelings there.
You know what? This is kind of off topic, but I will have to share on my Facebook page soon a picture that I found going through pictures for my mom. I found a picture from, I think it was October of 2000. And Tom Ackerman emceed the grand opening of my parents' clinic called Nutrition Clinic. It was one of the very first things he ever emceed working for KMOX. And I have pictures of him standing at the podium.
25 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't changed a bit.
I would have been a kid,
amazing.
Obviously, when I would have met him. And then who would have ever thought all these years later that we'd be working together?
Yeah, I know. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to share that when you feel comfortable doing it. It's I'm sure people would love to see that. That's awesome. All right, coming up, we're going to get to you in other news here in a couple minutes. Next hour, any idea that there's an end in sight to this egg shortage? I don't know how many eggs you eat. We eat them fairly regularly at our house. The prices are skyrocketing right now. We're going to talk to Richard Stern. He's an expert on the economy and agriculture with the Heritage Foundation. We're going to get to that at about 7:35. Stay tuned.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has announced its 2025 nominee class.
Oh boy.
Featuring rock stars Mariah Carey and Outkast, excuse me.
Did you just say Mariah Carey and rock star in the same sentence?
Yeah, she is a rock star. She's getting nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
What?
She's a rock star. Don't you have to be a rock star to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No. But go ahead.
Others include Chubby Checker, Cyndi Lauper, Fish, Oasis, The Black Crowes, Bad Company, Joe Cocker, Billy Idol, Joy Division and New Order, Soundgarden, and it looks like the White Stripes are rounding it out. There are going to be the nominations. The inductees will be announced in April.
I feel like Mariah Carey only gets that because she has that really famous Christmas song.
Do people
listen to Mariah Carey outside of... I mean, I listened to her back in like the 90s. She had some hits, or maybe early 2000s. But other than that, it's just her classic Christmas songs.
They just need to drop the name. Just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
Well, that's what I think.
It's not rock and roll. Those are not all rock artists.
That's what's bothering me about it. She's not a rock and roller.
And
she's an artist.
Right. Who did you say was in Chubby Checker?
Chubby Checker.
He's one of the original rock and rollers, right?
Yep.
I mean, if it wasn't hard rock, I'm not talking about hard rock. It's not rock music.
So the only ones that you care about would be Bad Company, Billy Idol, and Black Crowes, probably.
Yeah, and Chubby. I don't mind Chubby Checker being in there, but some of those other folks, even they wouldn't classify their genre as rock.
Cyndi Lauper?
Maybe Lauper, but that's more pop, I think. That's why I think they just really deviated from what they started off as.
Fish.
I don't know.
They're a jam band.
That is a...
Grateful Dead-ish.
Yeah.
They sell out Madison Square Garden.
More so. Anyway,
like nearly 100 times.
You know my issue with it, Sue, and I've talked about this a lot.
There's also a Latin band on there.
Yeah, Mana.
Huh. All right.
I just didn't think anybody would know who that
is. I won't be watching, but go ahead.
Ahead of the Saturday Night Live 50th anniversary special, they are going to do the SNL 50, the homecoming concert. This is going to stream tomorrow on Peacock at like 7 p.m., it looks like. It's going to be a bunch of actually diverse acts. Arcade Fire, Backstreet Boys, Bonnie Raitt's going to be playing it, Eddie Vedder. So if you want to watch, it's going to be on Peacock, 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Is the 50th anniversary show, I had a question about this because I saw a promo for it the other day, with all the different names flying in and all that. Is it longer than an hour?
It's 3 hours, plus a one-hour red carpet.
How would they fit all those people in?
There's no way. Yeah.
I'll put it on my calendar to not watch it.
It's Sunday night.
Some of that will be really fun.
Yeah, I think some will be good.
Yeah.
And they're doing this at Radio City Music Hall, this concert.
Right.
It's not a big venue, and I don't know how they're going to have the bands go one after each other, because like at festivals, they're on different sides of the thing.
Right.
And at bigger venues, they just have
side to
side.
So you'd be watching it live?
Yeah,
that's going to
be live on
Peacock. I don't know how they're going
to
do it.
Wow.
All right.
Unless they have people filling in, I guess, you know, Jimmy or somebody is going to be out there telling
jokes.
Or a house
band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Disney is shortening content warnings on older films like Peter Pan and Dumbo, replacing the detailed advisory on negative cultural descriptions with a brief notice stating the films may contain stereotypes or negative descriptions or depictions. The shift aligns with the broader change in Disney's diversity strategy, including replace its diversity and inclusion performance metric with a talent strategy focused on business success. The company is also ending its Reimagine Tomorrow initiative, which is basically its DEI program.
Yeah, here's a related story from Breitbart. Disney executives worried as soaring prices drive families away from the theme parks.
There you go.
I mean, for
it's
God's
expensive.
Sake, it costs so much money if you have a family of five to take them down there to that to that park for two or three down, like to see it, to really see it, you got to go for at least a couple of days.
Yep.
My goodness, what between staying on the property and the cost to get in the park each day, I don't know how people are doing that.
Well, and my sister was looking at taking her family, and I think it's hundreds of dollars per ticket to upgrade to a
Not
fast
hundreds,
pass.
Like, oh, for fast,
fast
pass. For a fast pass. But that,
Lightning
it's,
lane.
But that, you still have to wait in a line. It just means it might be a shorter line.
Yes.
But if you're going to do Disney in a couple of days, it might be worth it, because otherwise you might only get to a few rides.
Right?
No,
it's crazy.
It's just crazy.
Speaking of Disney World, a massive power outage at Disney World's Magic Kingdom on Monday evening left nearly all rides and attractions shut down for hours, with some guests stranded mid-ride. The outage, which hit at least 18 attractions, affected major areas like Fantasyland and Frontierland, shutting down rides such as Space Mountain, the Pirates of the Caribbean, and It's a Small World.
Hopefully, you know, if you're there for, you get one day at Disney, and that's the day you went, you get a free ticket, right? You get like
a rain pass. Yeah, but then you've already paid for your hotel and your flight home, so if that was your one day there, they could give you your money back, I guess, but that's your trip. It's still a big bummer.
That would suck. Where are their backup generators? Come on. What's going on down there? We talk about those here on the radio station all the time. All right. Thank you, Ethan. Appreciate that. Coming up, we'll talk about with former Senator Jim Talent. And also, we're going to talk about the egg shortage and when it might be over.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.